Dear, do you intend to marry me? Well, I said, yeah, if you'll have me. Well, it's come time for us to get married. Said, we're going to get married at a certain time.
Well, these are not regular cooking tailors, like the old fashioned.
She says, who's going to marry us?
They cook so much quicker. They are cooked.
I said, my preacher. No, no. Priest gonna marry us. I said, no, no. We'll wound up the judge marry us.
Did you see what I put up on here?
I was a little hard on her. She went to Lee's Creek Church out here, took my kids and raised them all right there in that church house. She got up to be a Sunday school teacher. Well, I was working to pay for the bill. She's staying here taking care of the kids. Come to me one night. I was working a night shift. Before I went to work. Come to me, says, do it. I want to go back to my church. She says, there's no religion in Lee's Creek Church. I want to go back to my church. Well, that kind of floored me. It hit me. It shocked me. I always thought, the impression it's a mighty poor family that both of them can't raise a family and both go to the same church.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She called it. So I told her, I said, no, we ain't going to do it that way. I said, if you want to go back to your church, you will. But before we do that, I said, we had a little money and had this place. Now I says, I'll take the money and go. You keep the place, or I'll take the place and you take the money. Oh, we're not going to do that away. But I left her crying. I had to go to work at 10 o'clock. I left her crying. I had an old T-Model truck that went to work. Early. Left her about 8 o'clock. Mad. Well, I went up there and I was sitting down at an old truck, just downhearted, mad, just disgusted. That young, that oldest boy of mine, he had a bicycle. I left her crying. She sent that little old boy up on that bicycle up there, that paper mill. He found me out there sitting in the truck. The daddy mama said to you that she would go with you to your church. Well, son, that set something off in me. I had no peace for a week or two. I couldn't sleep. I had no peace of mind. My conscience was hurting me eternally. Had an old preacher out there, old brother Hudson, big old man, had a coarse voice. Well, during the time she was taking them kids, he was the pastor out there. And I went to him, trying to find some peace of mind, telling him my troubles. I was miserable.
Yeah, mine too.